now delighted to have in the studio with me Charu Sood. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Graham.
Thank you for coming in. Now, I know you're a Weybridge resident, and you've started off something called Weybridge in Bloom.
Yes, I have started this community initiative that is called Weybridge in Bloom.
Now, why did you do that?
Just to make this place more brighter, greener, cleaner, and a place to live for people to work together and make it, you know, prettier. Yeah. With yep. flower displays and other gardening activities around, in and around Weybridge.
Right, so it's not just about the high street then, it's the whole area.
It's about the flower beds, the flower mm-hmm. displays, and also mainly we'll start, I would say, from high street.
Yes.
So that we have better footfall, more visitors from neighbouring towns and villages. So, yes, our first step will be brightening up the high street.
What a good idea. There are odd bits of flower beds around, isn't there? There's one near Baker Street, isn't there, that's it's quite colourful in the summer. And I noticed recently I was by the triangle, just by the old telephone exchange, and there's crocuses and other things coming up through
yes.
the borders there, looking very pretty and quite bright. But more can be done.
Yes, more can be done. We have just run a competition, a flower bed design competition in partnership with Ellenbridge Borough Council. And we had quite a lot of entries for that. And we'll be putting up that flower bed soon in summer.
Oh, right. Okay. So who was involved in the competition then?
It was the local schools. And we got so many entries from young children and
well, that's good, isn't it? And
yes.
youngsters care a lot about the environmental issues, don't they, at the moment? What with that strike the other Friday over global warming and so on, but also, yeah, they do appreciate nature.
Yes, I think kids are enjoying this initiative more than anyone else because they are enjoying planting bulbs, which we did on the 25th of November by the side of Morrison's in Weybridge, and we had planted about 3,000 bulbs there.
Wow, 3,000?
That's right,
wow.
3,000. And you should have seen the excitement on the faces of the kids whilst they were doing that.
Yeah.
And they just loved that.
Good.
So,
and they want to come back and see
they wanted to come and they yeah. are actually whenever I see somebody from that group, they tell me, have you seen they're coming up?
Oh, yes.
So they're so excited.
Great.
And what has been told to me by parents that whenever they drive past that street, they talk that this is the place I have done it.
So, yeah, yeah.
You know, the sense of belongingness, the sense of being part of it, I think it is very good if kids get involved.
Yeah,
along
indeed.
With their
yeah,
parents,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got quite a, we've got Monument Green nearby there, haven't we, as well? We could do more with, I guess.
Yes, on the when you're coming down from Monument Green, I have planted there some bluebells.
Oh, lovely.
So we are experimenting there,
right.
If it works.
Right.
So, yes, if we can do something on that patch, because that is the entry point of Weybridge.
Yes.
So it has to look attractive, which is not at the moment. So,
no,
yeah.
No, indeed. And what about other things? Because I mean, obviously there's a lot of hard paving going through the town as well. Are you thinking of hanging baskets or anything like that? Or?
Hanging baskets will be coming, and there are about 52 or 63, I don't have the exact
really?
Number.
Really? That many?
Yes,
every
are.
Lamppost is
yes.
going to be adorned by the
so,
sound of it.
Yes. Ellenbridge is working on it with the business group, and they have given them a list of hanging basket. If I'm right, it is 63 in number. So you'll be seeing those hanging baskets, which will be done by EBC. But along with that, I would like to put some planters and plant more stuff around to make it more attractive.
Yeah.
So, as you might have seen in neighboring villages like Shepton, Horsham, Thamesterton, if you'll see, they are really in bloom.
Yes.
I think
so. We've got to get Weybridge in bloom.
Yes. So, we have got Weybridge in bloom here.
Now, it's costing a bit of money, presumably. How's it getting funded?
I'm looking for a sponsor, so this is a good opportunity to all the listeners. Please come forward and support this initiative and sponsor this project, because going forward we'll be requiring a lot of money, not only for buying the plants, but also to water those and maintain these. This is an ongoing project, and everybody is going to benefit out of it. So please come forward if you can sponsor and connect with Weybridge and Bloom.
Great stuff. Make the town look so much more attractive. And of course, we'd like people to obviously do that in their own gardens as well, I suppose.
Definitely. Yeah. And there is a lot of interest from Weybridge allotments, which is quite good. And as you know, people who are passionate about gardening have allotments. And yes. If we get help and support from them, it will be very good. And even local schools have been very good. In particular, I would say local businesses have been very good. We have been supported by the local garden center, Whaley.
Oh, yes, Whaley, yes, yes.
On the Seven Hills Road, they yes. are supporting our event, which is taking place tomorrow, our official launch.
Oh, tell us a bit more about the official launch tomorrow,
yes,
then.
We are finally launching it tomorrow, that is 2nd of March at 2 p.m. and on the first floor of Weybridge Library.
Right, just downstairs from us there.
Yes, yes, that's the location. That's the location. That's right. And I'm looking forward for more and more people to attend these meetings and to attend tomorrow in particular, so that they can share their ideas and drive the agenda for our future work. So it is very important if you join us tomorrow, that is 2nd of March at 2 p.m. on the first floor of Weybridge Library.
Anybody can go along to that and is interested, presumably.
Anybody. You yep. can be from any area around, anywhere. If you are keen in being part of this project, please come over to the meeting. If not, you can email at weybridgeinbloom@yahoo.com, and I'm sure you'll get a quick response. Or you can call on our number 0796416635. We have a Facebook page which is called Weybridge in Bloom, and you can find us there. And we are very well supported by a local website which is called All About Weybridge. They have our page on All About Weybridge, so you can check a Weybridge in Bloom on All About Weybridge. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and
good, you're yes. everywhere, aren't you?
Yes, we are trying to spread as much as we can, and now we are just waiting for the response from the people, from the residents.
Good, well, let's hope it's a great success. And you're saying tomorrow you're announcing the winner of the gardening competition.
Oh, yes, we are announcing the winners of the gardening competition, and they'll be there with us tomorrow. We have invited them to join us so that we can present
then.
Them their prizes. Yes, it is
right.
very exciting day tomorrow for us to meet those people who have sent in their designs. And especially big thanks to all the schools who have participated and encouraged the students to participate. And I would like to here announce that Cleves has students have participated at the highest rate. That is such a good thing. And very little kids, they are young, but they had to display a design which reflect what makes Weybridge special.
Oh, interesting.
And that was so good to see how the young ones think about Weybridge.
Right.
And
different ideas?
Very different ideas. And I would say very different things, even what they want in Weybridge.
Right, okay. Might teach the adults a few
yes.
things then.
It's so good. And there were adult entries also, which was very nice. And we'll be announcing the winners tomorrow at our meeting.
All right, well, we wish you every success with Weybridge in Bloom, and we'll be seeing the results throughout the town, I'm sure. And you have to come back and keep us up to date
sure.
from time to time as well.
Sure,
anytime.
I'll be here.
All right then. So anyway, look out for Weybridge in Bloom. They're on Twitter. They've got their own Facebook page then, and also all about weybridge.co.uk/Weybridge-in-Bloom. So all tomorrow then, 2 o'clock at Weybridge Library on the first floor if you want to get involved. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Sharuk, and telling us all about it.
Thank you, Graham, for having me here and giving me a chance to talk about Weybridge in Bloom.
All right, that's Sharuk Sood and Weybridge in Bloom. Do get involved if you possibly can.